Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Right now, it's time for some food and drink in studio. Hold on. No food or drink in studio. Yeah, okay. So Vegas just got back, as you know, and there's a story up today. Cops ID'd second person of interest days after Vegas shooting. We just heard, this whole Vegas thing is crazy here. I'm going to cover this for just a second because it fascinates me. I am not the conspiracy tinfoil hat black helicopter guy. Never have been. Do I believe there are shenanigans going on, some type of shadows? Yeah, there's no question about it. When you've got career people in government at CIA who can do what they want and are largely held unaccountable, there's too many stories that have come out. Watch the movie American Made with Tom Cruise, filmed in my backyard, basically. Story about Barry Seal, fascinating story going back to Iran-Contra. If you don't think that kind of stuff, that's a true story. I know people personally who were involved undercover with the Medellin cartel years and years and years ago, back in the 80s. Yeah, true story. Sister dated a guy in high school who would go on to help bring down that cartel undercover. Very deep stuff, and that stuff runs deep. It does. It's amazing stuff. So, yeah, there's all kinds of goofy stuff going on with the government. True stories. But I've been saying this about Vegas from the outset. Something's wrong here. Something's wrong. Something stinks in Denmark here. I don't even know where that came from either. Something's rotten in Denmark. I've been to Denmark. There's nothing rotten there. It's a nice place. Been to Norway, too. Been to Sweden, too. But it's something's very, very strange about Las Vegas. The fact that they cut this off, this investigation off from the public as fast as they did, something stinks. There's a stench about it. I don't know what it is. I'm not going to throw a bunch of theories at you because I'm not that guy. I don't know. Here's what I can tell you with certainty. Don't believe the final report, period. It's that simple. Just don't believe it because it isn't going to be true. I don't care what the good sheriff says. The good sheriff has told us lots of things. And then change the story. The FBI is silent. We've not seen 1 second of videotape. Now, having just left the hotels in Vegas, I'm here to tell you, and not my first rodeo out there either, I can promise you every step I took inside the Venetian, I'm on camera. Every elevator I got in, the cameras are right there. You can see them. They're everywhere. You can't go anywhere in a Vegas hotel without being filmed, period. No privacy in that town whatsoever. And the public has yet to see 1 split second of videotape. Ask yourself why. Again, I don't have the answer why. I don't know. I'm asking the question, too. Why? Where is it? And I'm supposed to believe you when you tell me he did this, this, and this. Show me the videotape. I think he said there were 26,000 man hours or something reviewing these tapes or something crazy like that. Maybe 2,600. I don't know. Lost count. Either way, it's a substantial number. And they give us a report telling us nothing, essentially. Here's the report, but we don't have any answers for you yet. So at this stage of the game, they're going to tell me what happened. I'm going to be like, yeah, okay. Sure. I'm sure there's some truth to it, but I'm going to doubt it forever. And so will you. Cops ID'd second person of interest in days after Las Vegas shooting. Did you know that? Now, this occurred back in October. Today, a judge unsealed close to 300 pages of search warrant records, including one piece that documented the identity for the first time. We were not told about this guy until that little quasi-press conference given the other day by the sheriff out in Vegas, who, by the way, to me seemed awful nervous. I don't know if you watched that. Don't take my word for that. Go back. To me, he seemed very nervous. Mannerisms, voice, shaky. I don't know what the deal was with that. I have no idea. But the guy's name that they ID'd is Douglas Haig. You ever heard of him before? No, they weren't talking about him before. In fact, the sheriff in that goofy press conference a few days back, commented that the FBI had a person of interest, but he didn't know who it was, and he dropped it. Oh, really? Why don't we know that? Legitimate question. No tinfoil hat there at all. Legitimate question. Who is the guy? Why aren't you telling us about him? Why don't we know anything? So here, when he was, I guess the sheriff was contacted by phone today, earlier today, by a reporter, and he was asked about the name. If he knew it, he said that the name was out there. Do you know it? Here's what the sheriff said. If you've got it, publish it. Okay. Why aren't you talking about this guy? He's excused. I can't comment on a federal case. FBI spokeswoman said she had no comment. You got a sick, crazed lunatic on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay who dragged dozens of weapons. And when I say ton, I mean weight of ammunition. If you've ever gone to a gun show and bought a couple cases of ammo, you need a wheelbarrow to get it out to your car. All right, this guy was dragging ammo. I have no idea how many trips he made, but it wasn't one. I can promise you that. He's on hours of videotape going up and down with cases. They have it all. They have every bit of it. You can't, not one square inch of that lobby isn't panned by cameras. None. And you've not seen a thing. Why? We have closed circuit TV footage, and we have surveillance footage from a convenience store robbery within minutes of the robbery. The serial killer down in Tampa, they got footage of the guy walking back and forth across the street. They compare his gait to the guy they got in custody and the fact that there's been no one else killed. And his not guilty plea isn't looking really honest, is it? Because they saw him. We all saw it on video. All the major networks were running it. So what's the secret here? What are you hiding? Don't know. Not a clue. But it's fascinating to me. He's so adamant there was one killer. Talking about the sheriff now. Lombardo's his name, I think. Yeah, Lombardo. But he won't comment on a second person. Why not? Who knows? If you've got the name, publish it. No, why aren't you telling us the name? So the whole thing, something stinks out there on this. Something stinks. And I'm not interested in hearing a bunch of theory and conjecture at this stage of the game. I'm just asking the questions. I don't have the answers to it. I don't know what they are, and I'm not going to believe what they tell me. It's as simple as that. So what that does is, it's unfortunate, but it leaves open, well, I can't say the possibility, because the possibility has already been open. It's already there. It exists. Sadly, we will never get the truth out of Vegas. And even if we got it at this stage of the game, we would have no way of knowing it was the truth. Not now. Too much silence, too many changes, too many timeline deals. At this stage of the game, it's impossible to believe what they tell us. Now, if I wanted to be the conspiracy guy, I would say that was by design, that they did that by design, intentionally. And I think they did. I think I mentioned that the other day when I was talking about it. It's possible that that's by design. I'm convinced something's up. Fascinating, and sadly we'll never know. And I think the people who were killed and murdered by this sick lunatic and their families deserve better than that. I think America deserves better than that. You've got calls for infringements on your right to the personal property you own today, maybe, if you happen to have the accessory that this lunatic used. I'm going to talk about that when we come back from the break. Out of Massachusetts, I was discussing it a couple days ago. I'm going to go there again today about it because I want to ask you some questions. After I give you the information I give you. Then I'll show you a little bit about Connecticut. But it's all a result of what this lunatic did. America has a right to know. Residents in Massachusetts, who are very far away from Las Vegas, have a right to know why their personal property is now going to, which was legal before this lunatic, is now capable of putting them in prison for years as a felon for the product that they own right now today that's legal that on the 1st of February isn't. People have a right to know these things. When Congress acts on something because of the actions of a lunatic, we have a right to know what the hell happened. We'll be back after this.
Attention, gun owners. Can you say with 100% confidence that your family and your home are safe? Well, what if you're forced to pull the trigger in self-defense? Do you know exactly what to say and do when the police arrive? Look, these are important questions for every gun owner, and you'll find all the answers in the USCCA's Complete Firearms and Family Defense Guide. But you're about to miss your chance to get yours completely free. That's right, I said completely free. Just visit armedandresponsible.com for instant access. In your 164-page guide and free audio book, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, the safest and most dangerous places to sit in a restaurant, what to do during a mass shooting, and more. But they're only offering this to my listeners for a few more days. So you've got to hurry. You've got to hurry. And if you do act fast, you'll also get a bonus gun buying checklist. Just head over to armedandresponsible.com right now to get yours free. Don't miss this. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. I told you, it's absolutely free. I love free stuff. So should you. armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back to Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. The Vegas thing, keep your eyes peeled on that. More to come. That's going to be great content down the road. And they're saying that they now expect to have some type of finalized deal by the end of 2018. Okay. Yeah, I can't say I'll believe it when I see it, but I'll believe it when I see it. I'll leave it at that. If you ever find yourself caught up in the court system in the United States because you had to use a firearm to defend yourself, it's not a pretty thing. There's some things you need to know about what to do, what to say, who to call, what to talk about, what not to talk about. U.S. Concealed Carry Association can help you with all of that stuff because sometimes the good guys end up on the wrong side simply for defending themselves. The USCCA put together the 164-page, it's a book, with expert opinion and advice and tactics and education and information. It's the best thing I've ever seen. And I got to voice the thing for you. And it's available at armedandresponsible.com for free. Pick up the PDF. Go in, fill out the information. It's free. It'll download automatically to your system. You also get the audio file. You can take it with you wherever you want to go. And you can listen to me read you the 164 pages, section after section after section. Okay? Section after section. And it's free, did I tell you? And you also get the bonus gun buyer's checklist that comes with that. It's not going to be available for long, but make sure to go and get it while it's there, okay? Don't miss out on this opportunity. Learn how to detect attackers, where to sit in restaurants, all that cool stuff. It's all right there, okay? Armedandresponsible.com. Also, Warfighter Tobacco. These guys, this is a 100% veteran-owned company, and they are supporting us. You're going to start hearing a lot more from these guys on Armed in front of the Armed American Radio podcast. I'm going to be having a few of them on as guests. And they've got quite the operation going on over there at Warfighter Tobacco. It is quite cool. I ordered something from them today, a 5.56 millimeter field box. You can go check out all the products over there, and you can use the same code I used, AAR, and get 10% off effective immediately on your order. Cigars, accessories, the Pelican boxes that are the humidor Pelican gun boxes are great. You can use these things for anything you want. It's a Pelican. It's the best of the best. Make sure to go grab some. They've got refills. It's the 10% discount is good on everything. Everything on the shop except for the sampler packs because they're already heavily discounted. So go take advantage of it. Warfighter Tobacco and pick up some accessories, some apparel, some coffee, some cigars if you're inclined. Got something to celebrate or you just like cigars. Or you want the Pelican box, cutters, all the cool stuff over there at great prices, warfightertobacco.com. And make sure to use the AAR code and take advantage of that 10% off. It's real simple. Just go right into the promo box. Boom, when you put your order in like I did today, and mine will be arriving in 2 days. So I'm looking forward to it. I'll tell you about it when it comes in. All right. Trump defends American gun laws to Piers Morgan. Good heavens. There in a second. But I want to take you right now to Massachusetts because what I was telling you about that happened in Vegas, as you already know what happened in Vegas, but the follow-up to this. In Democrat-controlled states, you never, ever, ever meet a Democrat who will not take advantage and exploit whatever tragedy they can to infringe on your rights. What the hell does a bump stock in Vegas that the governor of Massachusetts had never heard of before, that had never been used in a crime before, not in his state or anywhere else for that matter. What the hell does what happened in Vegas have to do with him? Oh, an opportunity to ban something. Hey, look at that. I can take this away from my people. My people. That's the way these elitists think. Your subject, your peon. You are a peasant. Go over there and make me pasta fagioli. Serve it to me at the time I ask. and shut the hell up. I love pasta fagioli. It's peasant food. It's Italian peasant food. I love it. There's a piece out from New England Public Radio. New England Public Radio. Let me see if I can play this for you. I am pretty sure I can. I want you to hear this cut because, let me give you the title, Lots of Uncertainty as Massachusetts Bump Stock Ban Takes Effect February 1. You go in and you listen to this. I'm going to play this for you. Then I want to ask you what you take away from it, because I'll do the one thing that stuck out at me. It just jumped right out at me when I heard it. I thought, oh, look at this. And I bet as an Armed American Radio listener, you're going to figure it out, too. Here, let's see if this plays up, cues up here for you. Here you go.
Under a new law, Massachusetts gun owners have until Wednesday to turn in bump stocks to police. The gun accessories allow rifles to be fired more rapidly. So far, there hasn't been a rush to hand them over, as New England Public Radio's Alden Bourne reports.
In November, Massachusetts became the first state to make the possession of bump stocks illegal, about a month after a gunman in Las Vegas used one to kill almost 60 people. The law also prohibits possession of trigger cranks, another accessory that allows someone to shoot faster. When the bill passed, Karen Spilka, chair of the State Senate Ways and Means Committee, spoke about its importance.
We are going after those devices, those two devices that can make guns and almost an automatic.
This isn't something that's for the good of the public. This is something that, you know, the legislature wanted to do as a knee-jerk reaction.
Jim Wallace is the executive director of the Gun Owners Action League of Massachusetts. He says his members are angry.
Basically, what they're being told is something that was an accessory that they spent hundreds of dollars on is now contraband and is outlawed within the state. And it's one thing to ban something and then offer to pay for it. It's another to ban something and then demand that they turn it in without compensation.
Earlier this month, Massachusetts sent letters to the state's 400,000 firearms permit holders, telling them they could contact the state or local police to turn the equipment in. The Boston police said no one had turned in the banned accessories as of Friday. But in Chicopee, Officer Michael Wilk says they've received one bump stock and that the intake process is straightforward.
A property tag will be filled out by our officers and a copy given to the person who turns it in. From there, they go to our evidence officers, and then we'll be in touch with the state to find out how they want them disposed of, if they want them turned in there. That part we're not entirely sure of yet, but they will be stored in our department until the state gives us further instructions.
The Springfield Police Department says it's also waiting to hear from the state on what to do with any bump stocks that are turned in. Adding to the uncertainty, Massachusetts officials don't know how many bump stocks may be out there. But as of February 1st, people caught with them could face a sentence of at least 3 years.
Wow. What do you make of that? 3 years. 3 years in the penitentiary. In a 6x9 cell. With some guy who, I don't know, beat and raped somebody. Simply for having the property in your safe that you've had prior to them saying you couldn't have it. We'll break it down when we come back. This is America? Wow.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
What was your takeaway from the New England Public Radio piece I just played? What did you take away from it? One thing, more than any, jumped out at me. There were 4 things that jumped out at me, but one in particular jumped out at me. Only one device had been turned in so far in Massachusetts. One. Tomorrow's the 31st. Thursday is February 1st. The second one was that they don't really know how many devices there are. So what did they do? What did we talk about last week? I read you the letter from the Massachusetts State Police sent to 400,000 firearm owner ID card, whatever they call it up there in Taxachusetts, got to know everything about you subject land. Okay. 400,000, so they send it to firearms owners, because who would have a bump stock? More than likely, it would be firearms owners. So they know where you are. They know who you are. They know your address, your phone number, your blood type, your fingerprints. They got files on you, man, because when you live in a state like that, you give them everything. You have to. Well, you don't really have to. You could just buy a gun and take it there and shut up and own your gun and not give them any information.
which is what you have a moral right to do, by the way. But that's against their law. I'll digress there for a second. That was the second takeaway. The third takeaway was from the Gun Owners Action League up in Massachusetts. The pro-gun organization from Jim. I think his name's Jim. When he said it's one thing to ban something and offer to pay for it, and then it's another thing to ban something and not. I know where he's going with that, but I'm sorry. That sounds like you've capitulated. As long as you ban it, well, just pay me for it, and I'm good with that. What? Now, I don't know that that's the way he meant that to come out, but that's the way it came out. It wouldn't shock me if that were the case. I doubt that's the case. But that concerned me a little bit. And, of course, the fourth was 3 years in the slammer. 3 years in the slammer. Let's go to Neil McCabe from BigLeaguePolitics.com, BigLeaguePolitics.com, who talks with a Boston accent because he's from Massachusetts. And let's get some information from him. Neil McCabe, welcome to the show. We got a good connection with you, right?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can. We have a good connection. Good, yes. Excellent connection. Okay.
Phenomenal.
And getting better every moment. You know, on February 1st, I presume you have friends and family in Massachusetts.
Yes, I do, which is why I don't go to Massachusetts often.
Oh, God. All right. It's the comments like that that make me love you because I get it. Here's the thing. On February 1st, there's a bump stock ban goes into effect. The state admits, and I played an audio clip, you probably didn't hear it, from New England Public Radio, discussing the fact that on February 1st, if you don't turn them in, you could spend 3 years in the slammer, mentioning that only one person had turned one in so far as of the 29th, which was yesterday. And they admit that they don't know how many are in the state. And my question to you, Neil, and I'll use you as the example of all, and I'll, to represent all Massachusetts residents, would you turn yours in, your bump stock in?
No.
Simply because today they said it's illegal and you can be a felon if they have it, if you have it?
You know, for kicks, I might get a bunch of people together on the old North Bridge in Concord and say, if you want to come get them, we'll be over at the bridge in Concord. I mean, we've talked about this over and over again. It's one mm-hmm. of my, you know, sort of recurring rants is that, you know, in September of 1774, the British marched on a powder house in Charlestown, which is present day Somerville, took the guns, took the gunpowder, and everybody just sort of stood there and watched it. Okay, the British Army came and took away all our stuff. But then in April of 1775, we have Lexington and Concord. Something happened over the winter of 1774 and 1775 where people said, screw it, we're not doing this anymore. And I'm afraid that the gun grabbers are going to push people to a point where they're just going to say, screw it, we're not playing this game anymore. And it's going to be rough.
Well, I think they've done it. When you've got one person who's turned this device in.
What a chump.
Now, yeah, right, I'm a sellout maybe, right? I don't know.
What a maroon.
You know, this is, I have mentioned this for years. Neil, the two of us have discussed this on many, many times over the years, more than once, that good, decent, hardworking, law-abiding Americans are going to be forced to have to make a very terrible decision because of the actions of Democrat governors and gun grabbers, like what we're seeing in Massachusetts. I'm going to move into Connecticut with you here in just a minute also.
Hold on, sir. Charlie Baker is a Republican who is supported by the Republican Governors Association, who is the chief of staff. He was the chief of staff for Governor Bill Weld.
True.
Charlie Baker is a Republican, and the Republican Governors Association thinks he's terrific.
True. I'm talking about the legislature up there. Of course. Yeah, that's the same thing that happened. We got the same dynamic in play that you had in New Jersey, quite frankly, okay, where you've got a heavily Democrat-controlled area. And it has been like that forever. That's a rhino, dude. That's a rhino. It's a Republican in name only.
Baker makes no bones of it. Baker hates guns. I mean,
I know that. Like, that's yeah. part of the rhino. That's the rhino aspect that I'm talking about. Okay, this is okay. Maybe you're saying he's not even a rhino. I follow you with that. But he's a gun grabbing hater. Period. That's all he is. It doesn't really matter whether the R or D's. We'll say the same thing about all of them. But you've got Democrat policies in place that if he wants to continue to be governor, he's going to support. Period. It's that simple. And it's a terrible thing that people are being forced in Massachusetts to now make a decision. And this is where we're at now. I have to decide. If I own this device over the next 48 hours, I have to decide whether or not to give it to the government or risk prison. And guess what? Because I play by their rules and I have a little card, they know I have guns.
Yeah,
take the next step?
I think the problem, the other problem that they're going to run into, and the one that may sort of help us avert some kind of insurrection, is that a lot of times, and we saw this like maybe 5 years ago with the Tea Party leader Mark Meckler, when he was arrested at LaGuardia for having a gun at the airport, and they let him plead down to a misdemeanor, and then we find out that there are like 700 people who are arrested on gun charges at the New York airport, and every single one of them is allowed to plead down to a misdemeanor, and these guys think they're getting away with something, but actually the New York officials know that they are actually trying to avoid a court challenge because they don't want to get near the Constitution and the Second Amendment. And I think sort of like instead of one guy turning in his bump stock, we need one guy to say, I will not, and I dare you to arrest me.
Okay, that's a great point. That's exactly where I want to stop with you. I'm glad you brought that up, because next I want to segue into Connecticut. And I'll tie together, Neil, the assault weapons registration scheme in Connecticut, along with Daniel P. Malloy's bump stock grab, as the good gun controller he is, and we'll find out the correlation there, because something fascinating happened in Connecticut after they required residents to register their private property. Can you guess what it is? We'll tell you when we come back. Neil McCabe joins me from BigLeaguePolitics.com. Don't go away.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
the Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
ArmedAndResponsible.com. Make sure to pick up the 164-page guide, please. ArmedAndResponsible.com. It's from the United States Concealed Carry Association. You know they've got your back. I did the voiceover work for this thing. When you consider making a decision to carry a firearm, if you've made the decision, or if you carry one already today, this information you have to have. You must have this information. It's just as simple as that. That's the responsible part of being responsibly armed, is being a responsible gun owner, and that's educating yourself and getting to know certain things. You never want to get into a gunfight. Learn how to avoid it at all costs. You can learn how to detect attackers before they even see you. It's not that hard to do. It's all in the Concealed Carry Guide, the 164-page guide over at armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. Please go get it. You'll get the gun buyer checklist free. Everything is free. You get the voice work I did. You get the audio file so you can listen to it while you're driving. You download it to wherever you want. And you get the PDF. It makes for great reading. ArmedAndResponsible.com. Also, don't forget to support our veteran-owned company, WarfighterTobacco.com. These guys are wonderful. They've got great products over there. If you like a good cigar once in a while, or if you got something to celebrate, or simply want to check out all the cool accessories I just told you in the previous two segments ago that I just placed an order, and I use the same code you can use, AAR. Get 10% off everything on the site with the exception of the sampler packs because they're already heavily discounted. So grab a couple of those while you're there too. If you've got a humidor, fill it up. If you need some accessories, you need some apparel, you need some great coffee, you want to support a veteran-owned company, Warfighter Tobacco is the place to go because they support us, which means they support you. We can all support each other, okay? Warfighter Tobacco. All right. Let's go back to Neil McCabe. Neil, let me go back to Governor Baker for just a second. You know, he's been governor of Massachusetts, I believe, since 2015, if I'm not mistaken. Okay.
Right.
Let me use an example in California. All right.
Okay.
I can't. Baker's not a good Republican. He's not the Republican you would think of. He's not a Republican that would survive a Republican primary down here in the state of Georgia. Let me put it that way. Because he's a gun-grabbing Northeastern liberal is what he is. He's a rhino. He's a Republican in name only. Now, let's take California. I got an email from California resident the other day, and I got to read this because I think it's really important. And I got called out, and I'm glad I did. The guy's name is Edward. Edward says, hey, brother, I don't agree with what you said on episode dated 128.18, 48, 45 into the show, and I think it's a big deal that I address the statement you put out. You mentioned Newsom running for governor. You mentioned Gabby Gifford's husband also and said these anti-Americans are going to win. Well, I have spent a lot of time trying to reach out on social media and sending out emails to try and raise awareness for candidate Erin Cruz, who wants to help California. She's a Republican, a Trump supporter, pro-gun, and hates what California has become. And with Travis Allen running for governor, I think we can start to fight back in California. I feel like you were just saying they're going to win leads people to believe California is a lost cause and is doomed. By only mentioning those losers, Newsom and Feinstein et al., you are undoing my and my fellow patriots' push to fight for California. We are trying to fight. Please, brother, please mention not only the bad, please let it be known about Erin Cruz and Travis Allen for governor in California, just so people can hear that there are options. Now, he says, I'm going to send this email five times to increase my chances of you seeing it. And, Edward, thank you for all five emails. I got it, and I've read it, and I corresponded with you just a few minutes ago, and I told you I was going to read this on the air, and I did, because I think it segues well, or I can move back from between Massachusetts and California. Look, Neil, I got myself in trouble in Illinois a number of years ago when I said, Illinois, you're done. You're finished. Just move. There's no hope for you. 3 years later, Illinois had CCW. Now, I'm not saying that's the case in Massachusetts. You've got a whole different dynamic in play. California, Edward, as much as I hate to tell you this, even if Cruz or Travis Allen were to win the governor's race in California with that whacked out liberal legislature that you've got in place, they're going to have to play pool with that legislature. And that's what's going on in Massachusetts. And they cloak themselves as Republicans. Neil, what gives?
Well, yeah, it's absolutely a different dynamic in California. Ever since President Bill Clinton brought in 2 to 3 million immigrants from Mexico mostly, and then swore them in as citizens, California was a reliable Republican state. It was the state of Nixon. It was the state of Reagan. Nine out of ten. In presidential elections, California went with the Republican. But ever since Clinton brought in all those new Americans to California, that's a structural problem that can't really be addressed. What I will tell you is that in Connecticut, Rhode Island, and New York, President Trump got more than 300,000 votes over what Romney got, and you are seeing something in the Northeast changing. And so I think that when you see, you talk about a state like Connecticut, Connecticut is going to flip Republican in the next, 4 to 6 years because what's happening is those states are upside down. Now, California was at a very critical point when Schwarzenegger was the governor, and then just after Schwarzenegger, because they were facing bankruptcy and whatnot. Well, the federal government bailed out California, and basically they were able to put off that crisis. There is a crisis coming in Connecticut. There is a crisis coming in Rhode Island. And in Massachusetts, they're dealing with some very serious issues, and that's what's really going to flip them. Back to the gun thing.
Yeah.
It's like I'm really, really afraid of what happens. It's one thing like in Singapore where they say you can't have chewing gum, right? And so if the police come and they say, all right, we're going to take all your chewing gum. Well, yeah. So if I throw my chewing gum at the police, it's not an insurrection. When you're dealing with gun owners, there's a button that once it's pressed, it can't be unpressed. And that's why I'm hoping that some citizen is willing to step up and say, I'm not turning this in. And let's go to, I'll take Second Amendment for 400, Alex.
I like the way you phrase that, because there would be a tremendous amount of support, an outpouring of support in the pro-gun rights community for someone who had the guts to do that. Finding someone that's going to be willing to be the test case and be willing to look at 3 years of their life and a felony charge. I want you to think about what we're talking about here. The magnitude of what we're talking about here. You have a product that you bought that was legal, that some individuals decided was no longer legal because it was used by a criminal a couple thousand miles away in Las Vegas, even though it had never done anything wrong in your hands. And it won't, because you're a law-abiding citizen. That same argument could be made about the AR-15 or the Glock pistol that was carried by Shuangwei Cho in Virginia Tech. And that's their ultimate goal. This type of action is proof positive of that.
Well,
now, I don't know how many people...
Problem,
go ahead, Neil, please.
The real problem is that you have Republican leadership that really... they're just not tuned in and in sync with the gun voters that have been carrying them for decades. And, you know, we saw it with Scott Brown. The NRA moved heaven and earth to get Scott Brown elected in 2010. And almost the first thing Scott Brown did as a senator was say he was against national concealed carry. And so,
all right, stop. I have to stop you. I hate to do it because I'm getting ready to close this out. Maybe you can join us tomorrow. That's
sure.
A thought, because I want to cover some things with you on Connecticut that I didn't get in today, and I want to. This conversation is very, very important. Here's what you just said. Let me just, for you, listener, the benefit of you. What the NRA and others do, they're simply looking for a number. They want to check an R off on a box so that they can say it's a victory. That's what they're doing, because they know 100% of Democrats are against guns, period. Yeah, not 100%. But the party platform. Let me clarify that. Neil, you can join me for tomorrow for a little bit. I'll be back right after this. Well, I won't be. That's the end of the show. Gosh, I could stay with you for hours. Hey, until we meet again tomorrow, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. I'll see you tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your day.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.